That is a track from California singer-songwriter Tia Verdes, released just this past summer. It is called Sandman, and I hope you enjoyed that. Hello, I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Before that, you heard a song from Zada. They are from British Columbia, Whistler, actually, and Ethiopian-born and Canadian-based. The 20-year-old singer is an incredible force. Was actually surfing when dreaming up this song called Atlantic Times that you just heard on the show. We've got music from Three Dog Night. Yes, this song is actually in my real jukebox here at home. It's a 45. It is a definite morning song. It's an afternoon song. It's a night song. It's a song for all times from a band that redefined, I guess, pop music in the post-1960s and early 70s. Here's Shambhala by Three Dog Night on the jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
"Keep still, boy, no need for static."
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, "Why'd you hit me?" The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid, he starts to figure, "I'll do years if I pull this trigger." So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But what? She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
"I need bullets, hurry up, run."
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, "Back off, for honey here's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory, and this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Knock him out, Rick.
Good night. a ruler presentation. Crumbs.
I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. That was Slick Rick with Children's Story from back in 89. Yeah, that song's got the bass line that is so popular from songs like This Is How We Do It, and obviously this one, and the original by Bob James. I think you'd really like that if you had a chance to check it out. It's called Nutilus. So go check out the original, the OG version. A lot of James Brown sampled in that song as well. In fact, I think James Brown may be one of the most sampled artists in hip-hop. We've also got some music coming up from across the pond. I met Mr. Plant, Mr. Robert Plant, that is, at the Americana UK Awards in January. He was a gentleman and really cool to meet him. I've been a huge fan of Led Zeppelin, so I'm going to play something by them. No Quarter is coming up. Also, Wall of Voodoo from LA. Pretty much an unknown indie band until they had this hit on MTV called Mexican Radio, which is going to be aired on our show today. You'll hear it. But before we get to that, one of my favorite bands of all time, Los Lobos. They are celebrating 50 years of being together. Here they are on the show with Revolution. Boom.
Say that I know.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Oh,
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Scattered along the eastern seaboard and Gulf Coast, grassy salt marshes provide habitat for birds and marine life. They help protect coastal communities from flooding by absorbing wave energy and soaking up water. And they store a lot of carbon, because when marsh grasses die, they fall into waterlogged soils. It's a low-oxygen environment where plants break down very slowly, so all that carbon-rich material builds up over time. John White is a professor of oceanography and coastal sciences at Louisiana State University.
Our wetlands have been here for thousands of years, and they've just been piling up organic matter.
But as seas rise and increasingly intense storm waves batter the coast, many salt marshes are eroding. As they do, wetlands that have long helped store carbon could become sources of carbon pollution.
When the marsh begins to erode, the waves basically tear up all that organic matter that's been sitting there. 800 to 1,000 years worth of organic matter washes out into these shallow bays.
Much of it then decomposes, releasing carbon dioxide to the atmosphere and making global warming worse. So protecting salt marshes can also help protect the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM radio. Burnaby.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.